We're here on Fringe City, New Road, on day two of Brighton Fringe. There's a lovely atmosphere, the sun is out, and I've just bumped into Matthew Callow. We've got electronica synth pop vocal. There's a new album, Neon Moon, and you're telling me this is your first Fringe, is that right?
Yeah, I've been coming to Brighton Fringe now for about 5 years, but it's the first time I've been a part of it, so it's very exciting.
What was the decision? Take me back to that moment.
I've been working on this album for about 3 years, and I've only really sort of now, friends have sort of encouraged me to do it now and tried to give me a bit more confidence to apply. So yeah, still very nervous.
How do you make your music?
It's mostly electronic, so as long as I've got a little keyboard and my laptop, I can work anywhere and everywhere.
Yeah. But for people that don't know, what does that actually mean on a laptop and a keyboard? What are you doing? What would you look like on cameras hidden in the corner?
Probably just kind of bumping backwards and forwards to the same beat over and over, just kind of making melodies and things until something kind of catches my ear.
It's the nature of that technology that it can build,
yeah.
And you know, you can experiment.
And the freedom that you get from electronic music, I think it's so good that you can just spend as much time or as little time as you want, and just the possibilities are endless as well.
So we've got two words here, neon and moon, so just explain a little bit what's behind that.
I don't know how that comes. I think the lyrics are usually the last thing that come to me when I'm writing a song, and usually I try not to think about them too much. When I think about the lyrics too much, they don't come, but yeah, I don't know why that popped into my mind.
So it's a bit improvisational.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah. And in terms of like who's influenced you in your development, who would those be?
I listen to a wide variety of music. I love a lot of world music, and you probably get elements in that, but I also love Goldfrapp. I like Ima Sumac. And I like a lot of the modern beats that Bjork does as well. I find it very creative.
Yeah. In terms of making an album, then, I guess there's more material than you need. I mean, how do you decide what's on the album, what isn't?
I've probably got about 100 projects in my software, and I might start one 2 years ago, and I'll come back to it, and then suddenly think, oh, I know where to go with that now, and you know, you come at a loss. But yeah, I sometimes forget what I've got saved, and it's nice to have a little look through sometimes and see what you've done.
Yeah. There's obviously a bunch of, you know, physical instruments that are available to you, and then the technology, you know, it came along quite a while ago actually, but what specifically can you achieve and do you feel drawn to in that electronic tech world that actually you couldn't achieve if you had some physical instruments?
I like all the synth sounds that kind of really make your body vibrate. I mean, you can get a lot of percussion and things, but it tends to be a bit more harsher. I love the fact that electronic synths, they give you that same buzzing energy, but it's a lot softer, but still captures you in the same way, I think, that a lot of loud percussion can do.
Yeah. That makes sense. In your gigs, and they've got a couple of days here, what's the role of the audience? Is it to sit politely and listen, or is there something more that you want from them?
I like it when the audience get up and dance as well, but it's always a mixture. You never really seem to have a mixture of both. It's either one or the other, so it depends on where the gig is and how the people are feeling.
Yeah. And, you know, in terms of the technical side of this, when you actually set up in a venue like the Latest Music Bar, for people, again, that don't know, what does that mean from walking in the door to being ready to perform?
I like to use a lot of video shows as part of my set, so the first thing is to make sure that's all synced up, so we've got a big projection screen behind. But I play keyboard, I try and bring organic elements in sometimes, but it depends on where the gig is and how much I can carry.
Yeah.
But generally, I plug in my vocal effects pedal, and I can get lots of delays and different sounds from that as well on top of the backing tracks.
So a lot of solo performers have said they solo perform because the profit share is very good. But, you know, is there a reason why you like solo performing and, you know, do you also play with other people?
I've played with a few other band members as well before, but I like the freedom to be able to just come in and practice as you please. I mean, you've got to building rehearsals, and I very much like just have my music stuff set up in my home and just come to it as and when, rather than have to put a structured time when I might not be in the mood. So it's nice just to kind of, you know, enjoy it in your own time and in your own space.
Finally, Matthew, what's your invitation then for people to come and, you know, listen to and maybe dance to Neon Moon?
Please come. It's my first show. I've worked so hard on it. It's taken me about 3 years just for the album. All the visuals and things have taken a lot of hours too. And, yeah, a lot of love's gone into it. And it's the thing I'm most passionate about, and I'd love to share it with you.
Come and share the love. Yeah, Matthew Callow, thanks for talking to Fringe Review.
Thank you.